Have you seen the movie Minority Report, the one with Tom Cruise that's set in 2054, where security forces engage in predictive policing? Well, we may be one step closer to living this reality because UK police are turning to AI to predict pre-crimes. Sarah Al-Attam is from digital agency August. Hello.
Hello.
How does the system work? How can technology determine how likely someone is to commit a crime? It sounds so dodgy.
I thought you were about to say futuristic,
but dodgy.
Dodgy's another
word. Oh, you're about to commit a crime. How do you know?
This is true. So this system uses a combination of AI and statistics to assess someone's risk for committing a crime, or if they might be a victim of a crime as well. And what it then does is, once that person is identified in the system and they're flagged, it then tells the police force to alert them to preventative measures. So things like counselling or access to mental health services to help that person not commit a crime.
Are there some implications to this kind of, I mean, dangerous implications?
There are all sorts of implications around bias and whether someone is actually trying to rebuild their life and they're trying to move on from crimes they may have committed in the past and really change their life, but they could be flagged in the system because the system is using thousands of data sets. We're talking about multiple police forces that are trialling this project and seeing how it runs. And so there is so much data in the system that the AI is learning that we do run the risk of maybe incorrectly flagging people in the future.
Yeah, that is disturbing.
It's
okay,
disturbing.
So what stage is the trial at? When might we see it actually being used?
So it's very new. The West Midlands Police Force are leading the project in the UK. They have until the end of March next year to produce a prototype. And at the moment, there are 8 other police forces involved, including the London Metropolitan Police Force and Greater Manchester as well. So we're going to see it being trialled at the moment, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Okay. All right. So let's move to another story, which is, well, I think a bit disturbing as well. Facebook and Twitter are taking action against an app that claims to vet babysitters. Can you take me through what it is? What's it about?
Yes. So there's an app based out of California called Predictum, and it offers a service where you can ask it to scour all the social media profiles of a person, your potential babysitter, and it will give you a score out of 5 to suggest how safe that person may or may not be.
Is it legal?
good question. So Facebook and Twitter are saying that this app breaches their terms of service because they're saying that you can't collect that private information or that personal information of their users and scrape it for your own use. And so the legality of that actual use is still being tested in court, so we'll have to kind of watch this space.
Can an algorithm really be trusted to give advice on someone's employability?
I think there are many other factors at play in terms of someone's employability. I think technology is really useful for aggregating all that information, but actually giving you a score and giving you an assessment around employability, there are so many other factors that we need to consider, and I think we're still in the very early stages of that development, and so human intervention is vital, I think.
All right. Google staff are calling on the company to abandon its plans to build a search engine in China. What do we know about Dragonfly?
Yeah, this was fascinating. So Dragonfly is a censored search engine version of the Google search engine, and it was developed with the aid of the Chinese government and Google, basically. And the employees, so 60 employees have released an open letter, and they're very concerned that this project is only going to help state surveillance by the Chinese government.
Has Google responded to that open letter?
They haven't yet, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how much media coverage this letter receives and kind of what further comments come out of this particular publication.
Is it likely Google will proceed with Dragonfly? I mean, obviously there are concerns around it, their own staff concerned about it, and you're right, media attention will be important. Do you think so?
I think there's a potential that they will continue. I mean, at the end of the day, it is a commercial transaction in many ways, and Google is a business and they are running a very successful business. If we think about the amount of Google employees, I think in 2017 there were about 88,000 Google employees. 88,000 full-time employees.
88,000. Just going to say that a few times. Kind of a big company, yep.
And 60 of those employees are on this letter. So if we put it in comparison to staff numbers, I think we need to kind of watch this space and see if more numbers join that letter, see how big the uproar becomes from the Google staff, whether other people get involved more than Amnesty International, and see what happens.
Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Alatom is from digital agency August.